slave to your emotions? You're most likely overweight because your emotions are driving your food choices. This is where you start from for long-term weight management. Learn to deal effectively with your emotions, unhook them from your diet, and start living a healthy life. Have you ever found yourself reaching for that bag of chips or a pint of ice cream after a long day at work, even though you know it's not good for you? Or maybe you've mindlessly eaten an entire container of something that you didn't even really like just because it was there. We've all been there. But did you know that these behaviors could be signs of emotional eating? Emotional eating is a common issue that affects many people and can lead to significant weight gain and health problems. In this podcast, we'll explore the ins and outs of emotional eating, including why we do it, how to recognize it, and most importantly, how to overcome it. So grab a healthy snack and settle in as we dive into the world of emotional eating. Unveiling the truth behind emotional eating. Emotional eating can have negative consequences on both your physical and mental health. While food is meant to nourish our bodies and provide us with the energy we need to function, emotional eating involves using food to fulfill an emotional need. It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't work. Sure, indulging in your favorite comfort foods every once in a while can be a mood booster. But if it becomes your go-to coping mechanism, it's time to take a step back. Relying on food to manage your emotions can lead to unhealthy habits such as overeating, binge eating, and consuming unhealthy foods. Not to mention, associating food with emotional needs can create an unhealthy relationship with food that can be difficult to break. So next time you find yourself reaching for that bag of chips, ask yourself if you're really hungry or if there's something else going on. Taking the time to understand your emotions and finding healthier ways to cope will benefit both your mind and body in the long run. Are you tired of feeling like food is controlling your life? It's time to take charge and change your relationship with food. But where do you start? Well, it all begins with learning healthier and more productive ways to cope with your emotions and stress. Trust me, it's a game changer. Don't believe me? Ask yourself these questions. Do you find yourself reaching for food when you're stressed out? Do you eat even when you're not hungry? How about eating until you're uncomfortably full? Do you use food to improve your mood or as a reward? Maybe you associate eating with feelings of safety and love. And let's not forget the feeling of being unable to control your eating habits. If any of these sound familiar, then keep reading because we've got some tips and tricks that will help you take back control of your life. Are you really hungry or just emotional? Emotional eating is a common struggle for many people, but the good news is that it's possible to overcome it. The first step is learning how to distinguish between physical hunger and emotional hunger. So how can you tell the difference? Well, when you're physically hungry, your body needs nutrients and nearly all food sounds good. But if you're craving specific foods that are high in sugar, fat, or salt, and nothing else will satisfy you, then it's likely emotional hunger. This type of hunger can hit suddenly, and it's often felt in your mouth. It feels urgent and overwhelming. Unlike physical hunger, which builds gradually from your belly and throat. Another way to tell the difference is by paying attention to how long the hunger lasts. Physical hunger subsides once you start eating and ends with your meal. Emotional hunger, on the other hand, lingers even after your stomach is full. If you find yourself wanting more food right after a meal, it's likely that you're trying to fill an emotional need with a physical substance. Lastly, pay attention to how you feel after eating. If you feel guilty or ashamed, you are likely eating to satisfy emotional hunger rather than a physical need. And if you're feeling inadequate about your food choices, chances are they were made for reasons other than nutritional benefits. By learning how to distinguish between physical and emotional hunger, you can take control of your eating habits and overcome emotional eating once and for all. Breaking free from emotional eating. Tips to regain control. If you're tired of turning to food every time you feel stressed or emotional, it's time for a change. It's time to break free from emotional eating and start listening to your body. Here are some helpful tips to get you started. Identify your emotional triggers. Take note of what situations or emotions cause you to turn to food. Is it stress from work, loneliness, boredom? Once you know your triggers, you can start finding healthier ways to deal with them. Practice mindfulness. Instead of mindlessly snacking in front of the TV, try eating without distractions. Pay attention to the taste, the texture, the smell of your food. This will help you become more aware of when you're full and prevent overeating. Find alternative coping mechanisms. When you feel the urge to eat emotionally, try doing something else instead. Go for a walk, call a friend, or take a relaxing bath. Find activities that make you feel good without involving food. Keep a food diary. Writing down what you eat and how you feel before and after can help you identify patterns in your emotional eating habits. Use this information to make positive changes. Stock up on healthy snacks. When cravings strike, it's important to have healthy options on hand. Keep fruits, veggies, nuts, and other nutritious snacks readily available so that you're less likely to reach for junk food. By following these tips, you can learn to disconnect your emotions from your eating habits and start nourishing your body in a healthier way.